drop back on the field. Run game has been quietly good for Penn State. Both Katron Allen and Nicholas Singleton averaging 5-plus yards per carry. We'll see if James Franklin relies a little bit more on the ground game with the team up by 2 touchdowns.
Yeah, definitely got to think to use it. Katron Allen's in there now. See if they can establish that run. It really opens it up. That's what happened on the first drive. They got the run going in the play action for the 72-yard touchdown.
Well, they got the speedster McLean in on the far side. And in the slot is Lambert Smith. Warren Gow goes to the far side. Aller takes the snap, hands it off to Katron Allen. Looking for a lane on the outside. He's got it and gets about 9 yards, just short of the first down. A nice run there from the sophomore running back.
Yeah, beautifully done. Again, we said it about Singleton. There's Allen using his patience. Jump cut outside, gets 9. Going to be second and short here for the Nittany Lions.
No huddle for Penn State. They'll keep McLean in at receiver. Lambert Smith and him now come to the near side. McLean on the outside of Lambert Smith in the slot. Katron Allen to Drew Aller's right. Tyler Warren, the tight end, goes in motion to the far side. Aller takes the snap, fakes the handoff, moves in the pocket, rolling to his right, throwing to the outside, and having McLean right around the 50-yard line. He makes one man miss. Now towards the 40 of West Virginia. He'll be out of bounds around the 42. Big play for McLean.
What a play by Drew Aller there in the pocket, dancing away, getting out of the pocket. Such awareness. That's something that, now it's a little early to be talking about the next level with sophomore quarterback, but that's something all those scouts would be raving about, his ability to work around the pocket and make a throw, keeping the eyes down the field.
William Clifford in the game now. He's in the slot on the far side. Aller with Katron Allen on his left hip. Dante Cephas is on the far side. McLean stays in the game as well, also on that far side. Howard takes the snap, hands off to Katron Allen with a couple blockers down the field and rumbling his way inside the 35-yard line. Katron Allen with a couple nice runs here as Penn State is rolling right down the field in the West Virginia territory.
Yeah, beautifully done. That offensive line starting to get a push here against this West Virginia defense and moving quickly.
Another snap team quickly, hand it off again to Katron Allen. He pushes up with a first down for the Nittany Lions inside the 30-yard line.
And again, it's just been speed and just power now by this offensive line. They're starting to get a really good push.
Trips to the left still. Allen on the left. Aller takes the snap. Looking long. He's got a man. Dante Sivas inside the 10-yard line. Loses his feet around the 5. First and goal, Nittany Lions.
Yeah, they got this West Virginia defense all out of sorts. Fake the screen to Clifford. Sivas just sits back. A lot of guys went with, I believe it was Keandre Lambert-Smith down the middle of the field, and Cephas just sitting in wide open. And again, Penn State moving the chains.
Two tight ends now in the game for the Nittany Lions. McLean's had a nice drive. He had a big catch earlier. He stays in the game, and now this formation where Aller has Warren to his right, Allen to his left, and Theo Johnson behind him. Cephas is the one receiver to the far side, and on the near side, McLean. Now Theo Johnson pivots to the left tip of Aller. Snap, it's a pass. Looking for Cephas one more time. Incomplete, through his hands on the far side. Pylon. Second and goal, Nittany Lions. Nice little out route ran by Cephas. Just couldn't haul it in.
Yeah, that's one the transfer would want to have back. Beautifully thrown ball. Good route there by Cephas. Just got to be able to pull that one in. That's a touchdown. Now Penn State, see how they regroup here on second and goal.
Lambert Smith's the receiver on the far side now. Looking for a hat trick of touchdowns today. Katron Allen is on the right hip of Drew Aller. Second a goal from the 7. The lone tight end, Tyler Warren. Tyler Warren and Trey Wallace, the lone receiver on the near side, shuffles in. The pass goes to the far side for Trey Wallace, and he can't come up with it. Incomplete, third and goal.
Yeah, a little high, missed his target just a little bit, but that's one Trey Wallace. He got a catch. Then the run after the catch would have had a chance to get that end zone. So that's now two plays where Penn State could have had a chance to score. Mistakes by the receivers, drop balls, and now it's third and goal at the 8. Drew Aller's going to have to make something happen.
Reminds me of in the first half when they had first and 10th of 17, a couple incompletions in a row, got this offense out of rhythm. See if they can make up for it on third and goal. Penn State looking to go up by 3 touchdowns. Katron Allen on the right hip. Lambert Smith is the receiver. Bunched him with the formation on the far side. He's coming in motion now to the near side. Takes the snap. Aller hands it off. Katron Allen is wrapped up and down right around the 8-yard line. It looks like it's going to be at least a loss of 1. And fourth and goal, here comes the field goal unit for the Nittany Lions.
Yeah, fans are booing a little bit. I think they didn't like the run call there. But I think James Franklin, he's trying to set up there for them to go for it on fourth down. That was an opportunity. He told Mike Gerson, you had 2 downs, and Katron Allen just not able to make anything happen. And at the end of three, probably start the fourth quarter, we'll see Machetta come out there and attempt a field goal.
And the clock runs out here on the third quarter. The teams will switch sides. One touchdown to zero as Penn State had the only score in that third quarter. They lead things 21-7. They have a fourth and goal coming out. We'll see if the field goal unit can finally nail one from the Nittany Lions. But before then, we're going to send you a commercial break. We'll be right back. Once again, Penn State leads West Virginia 21-7. Fourth quarter coming up right here on Comm Radio.